The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Zevachim has been dedicated by our good friend and student of the Shi'ur Daf Yomi, Binyamin HaKohen, Benny Cohen, that they call Benny C., that has dedicated this Masechet, and Be'ezrat Hashem he will have Hatzlacha V'Harvacha, and being that he is a Kohen, Be'ezrat Hashem when Mashiach comes, he will serve in the Beit HaMikdash with the other Kohanim that will serve in the Zichut, that he dedicated this Masechet that specifically talks about the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash of the Korbanot. Today's daf is being studied in the Shvat Avram ben Esther, the Muhashim Tilhan ben Gana'edin Amen, the Rufu'ah Shil Imamikim ben Jemis, Ham ben Yamin ben Yamin Mordechai ben Esther. We begin today's daf on Kufir Chet Amud Bet, and we are starting at Oil Mu'ed Shebenov. It is four lines from the bottom. Again, we are studying a Gemara that is trying to calculate how many years did each one of the Mizbehot or the Mishkanot, how long did they last? So we proved already in yesterday's daf that Gilgal, which was the first Mizbeah that they built when they entered Israel, was a 14-year situation. Now, Oren Moed Shebenov VeGivon. Now, mind you, right after Gilgal was Shiloh. Shiloh, we're going to prove, was 369 years. At the end, right before the temple was built, we had 57 years of Nov and Giv'on. We're jumping right away to Nov and Giv'on. So we're going to figure out what Nov and Giv'on was. And then once we know that this was 57, and once we know that the 14 years was Gilgal, we're going to be left with 369 years, based on a calculation that we know that the temple was built 440 years from when we entered Eretz Yisrael. So just by process of elimination, by subtraction, we know that 369 years was Shiloh, and everything is in order. So it says, Oil Moed Shebenov VeGivon, 57 min Elah. You told me in a Braita that Nov VeGivon was altogether 57 years. How do we know? Dichtiv. Eli HaKohen heard that the Aaron was taken into captivity by the Pelishtim. It says when they told him that Aaron was captured, he fell off his chair and he died. And that's when Shiloh was destroyed. And that's when they came to Nov for the first time. Then they built the Mishkan. When Shmuel and Navi died, Harbanov, that's when Nov was destroyed. And they came to Gibeon. And then eventually, after Nov was destroyed and Gibeon was destroyed, they came to the Beit HaMikdash. So what I was going to explain now, how do we know that this was a 57-year duration. Uchtiv, v'yim yom shevet Aron b'kriyat Ya'arim, and the Aron. See, when they built Nov, there was no, the Aron was in captivity still. The Aron was in a place called Kriyat Ya'arim. V'yirbu v'yamim v'yiyu esrim shana, v'yinahu kol bet Yisrael achare Hashem. So it says that the Aron was not in Nov. It was in a different place. It was called Kiryat Ya'arim. It wasn't in captivity there. Pelishtim returned it to us, but we didn't bring it actually back to the Mishkan. It was left in Kiryat Ya'arim. And that was a 20-year period. How do I know it was 20 years? Hani Asim Shana, Asim Shana Shemalak Shmuel Ba'atzmo. Because Shmuel was king for 10 years himself. He had a status of king. He was a Navi, but he was in charge. Veshana Shemalak Shmuel Veshaul. The first year of Shaul's kingdom, it was considered a joint kingdom, because Shaul used to take advice from Shmuel, so therefore they considered Shmuel also the king. So therefore you had 1 year where there was a joint kingdom, that's number 11, Ushtaim Shemalach Shaul, then you had the 2 years that Shaul the Melech ruled, Vesheva the David, and then you had the 7 years that David the Melech was the king. And so those are the 20 years that the Aaron was in Kiryat Ya'arim. דכתיב, בימים אשר מלך דוד על ישראל 40 שנה, בחברון מלך 7 שנים. In Hebron he ruled 7 years, and then Yerushalayim he ruled 33 years. Oh, and what? So again, so we proved to me that what? That from when the Aaron was taken into captivity, from when they built Nov, so the Aaron was in Kiryat Ya'arim for 20 years. And the Gemara continues. Okay, now 20 years plus David had another 33 years because he had 33 years more in Yerushalayim. So what do you have? 33 plus 20 is 53 years. Okay, Ubi Shlomo, Keti that Shlomo became king. And what does it say? Keti vayachel ibnoto bishnat arba nebalchuto. He started to build in the fourth year of his kingdom. Oh, so that's 57. So we proved that what? That Noven give on those two items was a 57 year situation. Nishtayiru l'shido, shilas what v'shivayim haser achat. So what are we left with, Shilo? 369. Because we proved already, again, get the calculation. It's 440 years from when we entered into Israel that we built the Beit HaMikdash. I told you 14 already was Gilgal. And I just told you 57 was Nov and Givon. So what do you must have left over for Shiloh? 369. Do the math. So therefore we prove in all of our situations. Ba'u le'Nov v'Givon. Now, we got to Nov v'Givon. It says, Hutru Abamot. The Bamot became permissible. So it comes out according to this, you had Gilgal Heter Abamot, 369 years of Shiloh, no Bamot, and then the last 57 years before the Beit HaMikdash, Heter Abamot again. So Ye Bamot, no Bamot, Ye Bamot. Right? So Gemara says, Minanemi Leditar Rabanan. Says the Pasuk, Kilo Batim Adata Ela Menucha Vela Nahala. Ela Menucha Zu Shiloh. Says Minucha, that was considered Shiloh, because that's where they rested, and Aron was in the right place. Nachala zu Yerushalayim. The pasuk was saying, you're allowed to bring bamot, you're allowed to bring korbanot. Why? Because you didn't get to the Minucha or to the Nachala. Minucha means you didn't get to Shiloh, or you didn't get to the Nachala. That means you didn't get to Yerushalayim. Lama chelkan? How come the Torah, the pasuk, makes a chiluk and says you didn't get to nachala or you didn't get to a menucha? To come and say that there's a heter between them, that between the why did the pasuk just say you didn't get to the menucha, you didn't get to Shiloh? So which means the Torah is saying you're allowed to bring korbanot on the bamot because you didn't get to Shiloh yet. Which means, up until Shiloh, Paseh and Bamot are mutar. And once Shiloh starts, it's Asur. But it didn't say that. It says, you didn't get to Shiloh, and you didn't get to the Beit HaMikdash. Mashma, that until Shiloh, Bamot were permissible. And then after Shiloh, till the Beit HaMikdash, they became permissible again. From the fact that it says both times. If it was only permissible until Shiloh, the pasuk would have said, because you didn't get to Shiloh yet. Once Shiloh comes, that's it. That won't become forbidden forever. But it's not so. You didn't get to Shiloh and you didn't get to the Mikdash. Mashma, that until Shiloh permissible, meaning 14 years till Shiloh permissible, then Shiloh asur, and then from Shiloh to the Beit HaMikdash, mutar again, for those 57 years. So that's how we know that the Bamot were permissible in Gilgal, and then permissible later on, in Nov and Givon. Amar Resh Lakish, Rabbi Yohanan, Ma'asir Sheni Nemelitne. Okay, we said that during Shiloh, they would eat Ma'asir Sheni. Where would they eat Ma'asir Sheni? Bechol Aro'eh. As long as you were in eyeshot of the Mishkan of Shiloh, you were able to eat Ma'asir Sheni. When it came to Nov V'Giv'on, which was later, it doesn't mention Ma'asir Sheni. So Amal Resh Lakish Rabbi Yohanan, Ma'asir Sheni Nami Litni. Why doesn't it say about the Ma'asir Sheni in Nov V'Giv'on? In Nov V'Giv'on it just mentions Korbanot. It doesn't mention anything about Ma'asir Sheni. Why does it? Gemara is asking. Why did you mention Ma'asir Sheni in Shiloh, but you didn't mention Ma'asir Sheni in Nov V'Giv'on? Amale Ma'asir, Sham, Me'aron Kayalfe. We have a Gezerah Shavah regarding Ma'asir Sheni from the Aron. It says by the Aron Kodesh the word Sham, and it says by Ma'asir Sheni Sham. That's what we learn. You have to eat it in front of the Aron, in front of the Mishkan. Kevan Aron lo havi Ma'asir Nami lo havi. But in Nov V'Giv'on there was no Aron. The Aron was in a different place. It was not in its place, and therefore, since the Aron was not in its place, they did not eat Ma'asir Sheni during the times of Nov and Giv'on, which is originally was in Kiryat Yarim, and then it was in Eid David until they built the Beit HaMikdash. So therefore, since the Aron was not in its place, we did not eat Ma'asir Sheni during the times of Nov V'Giv'on. Pesach v'kadashim nameh. So according to that, we shouldn't be eating korban Pesach even during that time. Or for that matter, korbanot. Why? D'sham sham me'aron yato. We also have a gezera shava of sham sham by Pesach. This is the kevon d'aron avi inu namido avi. Therefore, we shouldn't add Pesach and kadashim also. So he says, okay, because of that, I'm giving you a new reason. Amar le, de amar lach, amani, who's the author? Rabbi Shimoni. Well, what does Rabbi Shimoni say? De amar, av sibur lo ekribu, ela pesach bechovot tekavu alehem zman. Remember we learned on yesterday's daf, according to Rabbi Shimoni. What did he say the difference between the bamot were? He said that on a bama gedola, you're allowed to bring korban pesa, which is obvious, korban pesa for sure they brought, but a personal korban, a korban yahid, was not allowed to be brought on a obviously on the bama, because his language was pesach bechovot akavu alehem zman. Only mandatory korbanot that were time sensitive. That was the Mishimon Shita. Mandatory korbanot that were time sensitive. For example, olat tamid shel shahar, olat tamid shel ben arba'im, korbanot sibur shekavu alehem zman. Oh, so if that's the case, aval chovot she'en kavu alehem zman, hacha v'hacha lo karev. But chovot that were not bound by time, you're not bringing on any of the bamot. Maaser behema chovot sheinkavu alehem zmanu. Oh, now let's discuss maaser behema. 10% of your animals you have to bring on the mizbeach. Yes? Did you bring maaser behema on the bama? Well, let's see. Maaser behema is not a time sensitive item. It's chova, but it's not time sensitive. So they didn't bring maaser behema on the bama. Oh, v'itkash maaser dagan maaser behema. And we have a kesh between maaser dagan, that's grain, to maaser behema. Oh, so the mishnah that said that there was no maaser in Nov v'Givon is going according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Because since Rabbi Shimon said only chovot shekavu alehem zman, that means there was no maaser behema. Once there's no maaser behema, there's no maaser sheni of dagan, because there's two things all together. Kevaras mechlal Rabbi Yehuda karev. Now Rabbi Yehuda argued Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda held that even chovot shel yachid, even individual chovot go on the mizbeach. So it means according to Rabbi Yehuda, they brought maaser. If they brought maaser be'imam, but still they brought maaser, should he also? The Gemara says, yeah, you're right. According to the they brought maaser, should he doing no v'givon? Da amar v'da b'rmata, maaser sheni, no maaser be'imam, ne'echarim b'no v'givon, the devil be'yuda. And the Gemara, according to the Yehuda, they brought maaser sheni, as well as maaser be'imam. But for sure, Pesach. So even according to the Yehuda, they brought Pesach. The Hadush is even a korban yachid, shelo kavu azman, according to the Yehuda, they brought. Means they brought maaser behema. So the Gemara says, once they brought maaser behema, they should have brought maaser sheni also. They did. According to that, they did bring maaser sheni. Yes, of course. That's always. That was a statement. Ela pesach vechovot tekavu alehem zman. That's befirush, he said. Pesach vechovot tekavu alehem zman. The reason why he said pesach was lapukea hatat shekavu alehem zman. Because hatat is not brought on the bamat yachid. Okay. How about Ibira? Now you ask a question. How can you tell me that the eight maaser sheni? It's got to be lifnei Hashem. And lifnei Hashem means you need an Aron. And the Aron was not in Nov and Givon. What is the Bira doing? Velav, Tanit of Yosef, Shalosh Biroten. Sheshiloh, Penov the Givon, Batulamim. And it says what? It says, what do you want? There's three Birot. Shiloh was considered a Bira. And no figure of what do you want? Who tani la hu amar la nachilat maaser sheni v'alibad Rabbi Yehuda, which means that these places over here were considered a bira, even though they didn't have an aron. Which means when we said that these three things are called a bira, we thought bira means it has an aron. If it doesn't have an aron, so how could Rabbi Yehuda say it's maaser sheni? He says no. They're called the biraf lenyan maaser sheni, that even though there was no aron over this, it had the structure. The structure is considered a bira, and therefore you can eat masich. It's considered lifnei Hashem. We thought nahava meaning you need an aron. So yes, well, there's no aron. Gemara says no. Shalosh biroten lenyan ma lenyan masich sheni. It's considered a bira, and there's no problem. And that must be going to be Yehuda. Okay, ba'ul Yerushalayim. Okay, they got to Jerusalem. No more bamot. That's obvious. Once they got to Yerushalayim, bamot would never become permissible again. Gemara, Taharu Rabbanan. Ki lo batim ad'ata ila minuha vela nahala. Minuha zushilo. Nahala zushirushalayim. Ve'omer, hay tali nahalati kariye bayar. It's only the nahala Yerushalayim. Ve'omer, ha'ayit savua nahalati li ha'ayit saviv aleha. That's it. I mean, bi'ur, reading over here. That the people in Jerusalem were screaming out like a lion in the fields. So you see Yerushalayim, the people of Jerusalem that's referring to. And the second pasuka says, Yerushalayim was surrounded by its enemies constantly. And it's called in both pasukim, nahala. So you see that the Nahala is referring to Yerushalayim. So all it's showing here is Yerushalayim is Nahala. These two Pesukim. The Bnei Bihuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, the opposite. Menucha, zu Yerushalayim. Nahala zu Shilo. Strange. Ki lo batem adata ela Menucha. Menucha is Yerushalayim. Ve ela Nahala, that's Shilo. Ve Omer, zot menuchati adiad po eshev ki vitiya. He's showing you Menucha is Yerushalayim. This is where I'm going to sit forever. Ve Omer, ki bahar Rabbi Sion. That Sion is called Menucha. Because Zot Menuchati Adat Po Eshev Ki Ivitiya. Ivitiya, I yearn it. And where's the place that we yearn? Next pasuk. Ki Bachar Hashem B'Sion Iva. Iva L'Moshav Lo. So and therefore it says Bacha, and it says over there in the first pasuk Menucha. So therefore Menucha must be referring to Tzion. Oh, so if that's the question, the Gemara is Mishtama Leman Damar Menucha Zushilo. If you tell me that Menucha is going in order, you didn't get to the Shiloh yet, and you didn't get to Yerushalayim yet. You're going in order. But if you say Yerushalayim, Menucha is Yerushalayim, Nachala zu Shiloh, and Nachala v'la Menucha mevayle, it should have said the opposite. It should have said you didn't get to the Nachala and to the Menucha, meaning you didn't get to Shiloh and then to Betel. You're going out of order. Haki kamar, no mebaya menucha de lo matitu, el afilu na nahala na me lo matitu. It's a no mebaya. Not only didn't you get to the Beit HaMikdash, but you didn't even get to Shiloh yet. That's the way the passage should be read. Kotra that's the Rabbi. Ki lo bate mad'ata ela menucha ve nahala. Menucha Yerushalayim. You didn't even get to Yerushalayim. Which means, not only didn't you get to Yerushalayim, but you didn't even get to the nahala, you didn't even get to Shiloh yet. Two more opinions. Zu vezu Shiloh, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, zu vezu Yerushalayim. Wow. Two more opinions. Rabbi Ishmael says, Menucha Nahala is Shiloh. Well, that means what? You didn't get to Shiloh. That means once you get to Shiloh, according to Rabbi Ishmael, Bamot Afabil. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, no. It's all talking about Yerushalayim, ki lo batim adata ila menucha v'nachal, it's all Yerushalayim. And therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, bamot are permissible all the way, even doing Shiloh, the whole way through. So Gemara says, pishtam aleman da'amar, menucha zu Shiloh v'nachal zu Yerushalayim, ina mi ipcha, haynu dikhtim ila menucha v'nachal. According to the first two opinions that say, one is Yerushalayim and one is Shiloh, that's why it says two different words. It says, Ela Menucha, Venachala. Ela Lemando, Shiloh, O Zuzu Yerushalayim, Menucha, Venachala, Mevayele. Which means it should say, Menucha, Venachala. Because it's the same place. What Pam? With Novav. Because what did it say in the Pasuk? Kilobate, Madate, Ela Menucha. So if you tell me Menucha is one place and Nahala is another place, that's fine. But according to Prince, it's the same place. It's either Shiloh or Yerushalayim. El Menucha v'Nahala Mevayle. It shouldn't say El Menucha v'El Nahala. It just put them together. It should say Menucha v'nachala, it's because it's the same place. Kilobatim adata el ha-menucha v'nachala, which is the same place. Kasha, yeah, it's a good question. Now, if you say Menucha Nachala is Shiloh, I understand. Menucha denachu mikibush. You know why Shiloh is called Menucha? Because they rested from conquering. Right? 7 years, 7 years conquering, and then 7 years dividing the land. But they were still conquering also, by the way, when they were dividing. There were still more wars going on. So after the 7 years, they finally finished conquering. That's why they came to the Menucha. So Menucha is Shiloh. Nahala, and why is Nahala? The Palgu Atam Nahalot. Very good also. Because they were still dividing the land during the times of Shiloh. No problem. So therefore, I understand why you call Menucha v'Nahala. Dichtid, v'yichalek lim Yoshua v'yapilim Goral b'Shiloh p'i Hashem. The Goral of the land was done in Shiloh. The splitting of the land. Ela l'man damar zu v'zu Yerushalayim. But if you say, Menucha Nachala is Yerushalayim, b'shlama Nachala, Nachalat Olamim. I understand why Yerushalayim is called the Nachala, because it's inheritance forever. Ela Menucha, my Menucha, why is Yerushalayim called Menucha? Menuchat Aaron, because Aaron was finally placed at rest in its permanent place. Dichtiv, Vayikra Noach Aaron. That she says he never found such a pasuk like this, so that she brings you another pasuk. If you look at the top Rashi, left side, Chepastiv, Velo Meshativ. Because I did not find this pasuk. Vimeiro Bechtuvim, Yeshli Mikla Acher. I found another one in Devarei Yamim if you want. He gives you the pasuk in Devarei Yamim. Last point. According to the opinion that says both are by Yerushalayim, about Shiloh have Yashari Abamot. That means in Shiloh, Bamot were permissible. That's the Mishnah and Yochai. You didn't get to Jerusalem yet. That means up until Jerusalem, Bamot were permissible. Now we understand why Manoah, remember when the Malach came to Manoah? The Malach came to Manoah, Shimshon's father, during Shiloh's time. And what did Manoah do? He brought a Korban on a rock. Oh, so you see what? Bamot were permissible during Shiloh. That's going to come to Bishom Ben Yochai. What problem? Bishom Ben Yochai says, Kilo batim ad'ata ila menucha v'nachala dat Yerushalayim. It was up to Yerushalayim, Bamot were permissible. So the Gemara says, Hainu dichtiv, v'yikach manoach et agedi ha'izim, v'ta menucha v'yar ala sud la'ashem. And then the man amar zu shize v'zu Shiloh, which is a record to pay that says, once Shiloh came, Bamot become forbidden. Bamot avasiran. My v'yikach manoach. Had manoach bring it outside. Gemara says, horacha haita. That was a special one-timer. The Malach came with dispensation. You can't bring it out for manoach. That was a special halachic dispensation. Now the Gemara is going to say, Tana deber b'Yishmael. The students of Rabbi Yishmael came along and said, Ki Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. That means, Rabbi Yishmael held Zuvizu Shiloh. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said Zuvizu Yerushalayim. Guess what? The students of Rabbi Ishmael agreed with Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. They didn't agree with their rabbi. And they said what? Zuvizu Yerushalayim. How are you going to remember this? V'simanach, Mashche Gavra Legabre. The individual drew the many. Meaning Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, who was the Gavra, he drew the Gabre. He drew the students of Rabbi Ishmael to his opinion. Mashcha Gavra Le Gavre, the individual pulled the many. So we're quoting from the Mishnah, Kol HaKodeshim. What did the Mishnah say? It says if you consecrated them b'sha'at etera bamot. So you consecrated them at the time that the bamot were permissible, and you brought them b'sha'at isura bamot. So the deen in the Mishnah was, Yover in Aseh, Yover in Lot Aseh, but there's no karet. There's no karet in such a case. Even though you brought them outside, it's Shuntehutz, you brought them outside of the Mishkan. But since you consecrated them at the time of the Hetera Bamot, but you didn't get around to bring it to later, there's no karet in that case. That's the Mishnah. Amar Rav Kahana, Lo Shanu Ela B'Shchita. That's only talking about where you slaughtered them, Michutz La'azara B'Shat Isura Bamot. Aval B'Ha'ala'a Karet Namim Mechayev. But even in this case, if you actually sacrificed it outside, it'll be Hayav Karet. My Ta'ama, Da'amar Kera, because the Pasuk says, Ba'alehem tomar. Ala simuchim tomar. We said the word va'alehim, the vav or the va'alehim. They want the Gemara wants to learn it. Va'alehim as if it says va'alehim, which means it says in the case before in the Torah, this exact case where a person made the animal kodesh b'shar hetera bamot, but didn't bring it until isura bamot, and the pasuk then talks about bringing it outside, and it talks about karet. So it says va'alehim, meaning not only this case that the Torah talks about, but even the case before va'alehim. So they learn from over here that even a case where you did a b'shat hetera bamot and you sacrificed b'shat isura bamot, va'alehim is coming to include that also in that case you're going to get karet. So Gemara says matkif la'rava miketiv va'alehim tomar. It doesn't say va'alehim. And also, and including on them, alehim ketiv. Alehim is to them, not on them. It's with an aleph. Not only that, Kanya, we have a braita. The braita says like this: Arba'a kilalot ya Rabbi Shimon omer bekadashim. Rabbi Shimon used to say four rules, general rules when it comes to korbanot. Number one, hekdishan b'shar isura bamot v'shachat v'he'ela b'shat isura bamot b'chutz. That's the worst case. He did it. He made it. He consecrated it. B'shat Isura Bamot. And he brought it up. B'shat Isura Bamot. Alehen ba'aseh ve'lo ta'aseh v'yesh b'em karet. Now you've read everything. Positive commandment, they're supposed to bring it on the Mizbeah. And a negative commandment, that you're not supposed to bring it outside. And yahayav karet. So it's Isur, Isur. B'shat Isur, you consecrated and brought. Yikdishan b'shat Tere Bamot. This is our case. You consecrated it b'shat Tere Bamot. Veshahad ve'ala b'shat isur veshahad ve'ayla, clearly, and you slaughtered both. You slaughtered and you brought up b'shat isur b'amot harin ba'aseh ve'lo ta'aseh ve'en ba'em karet, clearly. So the right there pause. The opening statement of Rav Kana is out because Rav Kana wanted to say that on the ha'ala you get karet, and clearly we see the Bishamon saying that you consecrated it b'shat etera b'amot. And you brought it, you stored it, and brought it. Bishat, Yisur Bamot, there's no karet. So right away this goes against what Rav Kana says. What else did he say to Bishamon? Hikdishan Bishat Yisur Bamot, Vishahat Ve'elam Bahus Bishat Teter Bamot. Harein Ba'aseh Ve'en Ba'em Be'enot Ta'aseh. Okay, fine. Let's say you consecrated it, Bishat Yisur Bamot, but you brought it, Bishat Teter Bamot. So you brought it good. So therefore you cannot be over a lot aseh because you brought it on the right mizbeah. You're over an aseh because the Torah says once you've consecrated korban, you just bring it on the mizbeah. But you waited. You consecrated it b'sha'at isura bamot. So where are we supposed, what are we supposed to do with this animal right now? Bring it to the mishkan. You're over an aseh that you didn't bring it to the mizbeah. But you waited. You waited till hetera bamot, you brought it on the bama. There's no isura that. The only suit you get is, why didn't you bring it at the Mishkan at the time that you consecrated it? So I said to do what you said you're going to do. B'shar Yisur Bamot, you mean have a Mishkan.
Maybe it was the next minute.
Next minute, and he did it at that moment. Okay.
Fine. How many, we've discussed cases where it...
Okay, fine. He's still over it. Still over it, because bottom line, you had a minute to bring it. You had a second to bring it. Slaughter it. You didn't bring it at the... It happened in a second. Hikdisham b'shayet etera bamot. Okay, etera bamot. V'shachat ve'elam b'shat etera bamot. Okay, so what do we do? Is everything good?
Yeah.
Patur miklum. Yeah, patur miklum. So he says over here, the case is talking about over here, where you didn't bring it on the bama. Meaning you brought it outside, off the bama. It was etera bamot, but you didn't bring it on the bama. So you're still patur, because by the way, since it's a shat bamot, you're not hayav any technical isur. Otherwise, there's no chadush in that last case. You, what does it mean patur? Of course you're patur. You're not patur. You did everything good. Right. So he's saying over here, according to the shita, he says, what brings that down? That kitzah yikula b'raita lomach shamal enu chayav ala mekri acharon, adama yesh mutzvah ki bebama. And he didn't bring it on the bama. So adama, Tosfot saying, he doesn't know why it's patur. Says the Chaura, you should be high of something because you didn't bring it on the bama. Tiyufta the Rav Kana. Here's the point. This is a question against Rav Kana. Tiyufta.
Okay, the Elu Kadashim. Okay, now the Mishnah told us that there's certain rules that apply only on a Bama Gedola, but do not apply to a Bama Kitana. We're going to go through every item now, and we're going to explain why it's not done on Bama Kitana. Let's begin. Simicha. You don't have to make Simicha on the animal. Why? Dikhtiv, Lifnei Hashem v'samach. Only Lifnei Hashem. Only when there's a Mishkan, in front of God. Next one. Shalitat Safon. You don't have to slaughter the animals in the north. Dikhtiv, Safona, Lifnei Hashem. Again, only on the Mishkan, Lifnei Hashem. Matanot Saviv. Giving the matanot around the Mizbeach, you know, on the corners of the Mizbeach, going around. Dikhtiv, Nezareku Adam ala Mizbeach Saviv. Ham Mizbeach. The Mizbeach, which is the special Mizbeach of the Mishkan, not on the Bama. Terufa, Dikhtiv, that's by the Shtel Lechem. And the Kitzah says is to wave the Korban. It says, Venifa Kohen, Lefne Hashem. Haggasha, bringing the Mincha to the tip of the Mizbeach, the Gisha Ilham Mizbeach. So for all these items we see clearly are exempt, Ana Bama Ketan, and Biyuda Omer, En Mincha Bebama. We also learned that in the Mishnah. The Biyuda said there's no Mincha in the Bama. Amar Rav Sheshat, the Devrei HaOmer, Yesh Mincha Bebama, Yesh Ofot Bebama. The Devrei HaOmer, En Mincha Bebama, En Ofot Bebama. So it's a package deal. If you hold that there's Mincha in the Bama, there's Ofot in the Bama, bird korbanot. If you hold there's no Mincha, there's no Ofot either. They go together. Why? Let's do your logic. So let's listen to the pasuk that they're learning it from. It says in the pasuk, "Lema'an asher yavi b'nei Yisrael et zivchehem asher hem zovehim al b'nei asadeh." It says, now, instead of bringing their zivahim, which is their animals, that they brought in the sadeh, meaning in the bama, v'bi'um l'ashem el petah oel mo'ed. Now, they have to start bringing it el petah oel mo'ed, v'zavichu zivchei shlamim l'ashem otam. Okay. Now, this pasuk that's talking about over here is talking about a case. The korbanot that you consecrated, b'shat isur abamot, now you have an obligation to bring it in the Mishkan, because the Mishkan was built in the interim. What's saying? Leman, asher yavid zivachem, that you were going to bring al pnei hasadeh, but you can't bring it al pnei hasadeh anymore, because the Mishkan was built, so instead of bringing them over there, bring them in the Mishkan. Now, but if there was no Mishkan, you'd be allowed to bring it al pnei hasadeh. Now, what does the pasuk say? The pasuk says, otam, leman asher yavid b'nei Yisrael zivchehem, asher yavid b'nei hasadeh, b'mul Hashem, el petu b'lakuv, v'zavon yitzvei shalom l'Hashem otam. So the word otam is a restriction. These you could have brought outside. Otam, it says the end of the pasuk. So it says, zivchehem v'lo menachot, zivchehem v'lo ofot. So it's coming to tell me what? That what could you bring? Only zivachim. And not menachot. Zivachim velo ofot. But if you hold that that word is not restricting, so just like you can bring menachot, you can bring ofot as well. It's the question, do you duresh that word otam to only to limit? So if you hold limiting, yes. Only zivachim. What is zivachim? Behemot. Behemot velo menachot. Behemot velo ofot. Because in Behema, first of all, does it say the word Behema? It says Zivchachem. And a Chedemah, so Zivchachem includes everything. Anything that's slaughtered. But an off is not slaughtered. Off is Medika, off is not slaughtered. It's not considered Zevach. V'Kohen, Dichtiv. Okay, now let's go Kohen. How do we know that you don't need a Kohen? On Baba Ketana, you don't need a Kohen. Because it says, V'Kohen, Dichtiv, V'Zarak, a Kohen. I'm continuing the pasuk. Et adam al mizbach Hashem. You only need a kohen al mizbach Hashem, but outside is okay. Bechdei sharet. How do you know that the person that's bringing on the bama doesn't have to wear the begadim? Because it says in the pasuk lesharet bakodesh, that only to the sharet bakodesh, to serve in the kodesh. The bama is not the kodesh. Uchli sharet. What about the holy vessels? It says, Asher Yishar Tubam Bakodesh. L'Reach Nichowach. How do we know that in the Bama there's no Reach? Remember how we learned Reach Nichowach? that normally you're not allowed to roast the meat before you put it on the Mizbeah. You have to put it on the Mizbeah, and the smell has to come from the Mizbeah. But the law of the Allah does not apply to the Bama. Why? Dichtiv, the day of Minchawach, Lashem, Mechitza Bedamim. On the Mizbeah, you had the line, the Huta Sikra. So you know, some blood you sprinkle above the line, some blood you sprinkle below the line. Says Vayita Reshit Ad Hatzi HaMizbeah. The Mizbeah. There you the ah. Last point, the Hut Shadaim. How do we know that there's no deen that the Kohen or the person, no Kohen, that has to wash his hands and feet before he serves on the Bama, Ikhtiv, Ukurbatam Ilham Mizbeah, Yirhatsu. Only when they go to the Mizbeah, they have to wash. Okay, Amar Ami Bar Hama. Okay. Lo Shanu Ela. Bekoche Bama Ketana, Bekribun Bebama Ketana. Oh, that what you just said. You don't need Simicha, and you don't need the slaughter in the north, and all these dinim that we just said. This is talking about Tekoche Bama Ketana. That the person, let's say, consecrated an animal, Al Da'at, to bring it on Bama Ketana, Bekribun Bebama Ketana. And you brought it on the Bama Ketana. Aval bekotche b'ma ketana dekariv nuhu b'ma gedola. But if you consecrated it for b'ma ketana, but you ended up bringing it on b'ma gedola, yesh pitzui. Then the law applies. That what? That you have to sprinkle the blood in the right place, meaning below the line, like the regular law. Od pa'am. According to this law, it depends which Mizbeah you bring it on. That even though I consecrated it for the Bama Ketana, if I brought it on the Bama Ketana, there's no line. Do whatever you want. Sprinkle whatever you want. Rashenkin, if you consecrated it for the Bama Ketana, but you can bring it on the Bama Ketana if you want. The Bama Ketana tolerates Qurban Allah as well. So then the law is, you got to follow the law. You have to follow the law of the Huta Sikran, as we said. So it's restricting it. So Gemara says, Motiv Rabba. Rabba says, what do you mean? Hazeh v'shok. The Hazeh v'shok belongs to the Kohanim of the Shlamim. The Hazeh v'shok is the part that goes to the Kohanim. Tirumat lachme toda. Well, for that matter, the breads that go to the Kohen of the lachme toda. The Kohen gets to eat the breads. Noagim bekotche b'ma gedola. It applies. You bring these on b'ma gedola. Ve'en noagim bekotche b'ma ketana. What is the mashma from this braita? That these items over here, they only apply to Kotche Bama Gedola, and they do not apply to Bama Ketana. Which means like this. It's mashma that they don't apply to the Bama Ketana at all. Which means even if you brought it in the end, Bama Gedola. The Braita is talking about over here. Again, let's get the language over here. Hazev v'shok teruma lachme toda noagim bekotcha. Bekotche b'ma gedola. Kotche b'ma gedola is mashma. Davka, where you consecrated it for the b'ma gedola. Kotche. You consecrated it for the b'ma gedola. But mashma, that if you consecrated it for the b'ma ketana, you cannot put it on the b'ma gedola. Davka bekotche b'ma gedola. Why did it say kotche? It's not so. The way we just learned, you can even consecrate something on the b'ma ketana and then bring it on the b'ma Gedola. Here it's mashma that no, that these items are only brought bekotche bama gedola, velo bekotche bama ketana. If you sanctified it for bama ketana, you cannot put it on the bama gedola. And therefore, well, let's get the question good. Therefore, if you did that, meaning if I consecrated it on the bama for the bama ketana, the queen will not get these parts. When does the queen get these parts? These are bama gedola items. So if I consecrated it for the Bama Ketana and I put it on the Bama Gedola, the Kohen will not get to eat these parts. That means the laws of Bama Ketana apply. That's the point. Again, these Korbanot, what is this over? This is talking about the Shok and the Hazeh, which they waive. Let's get the rules. The Kohen waives them. We call that Tirufa, and then he eats them. When was that law said? On Bama Gedola. Correct? Tirufa, we just learned in the Mishnah, applies to the Magadullah, not the Magadullah. And the Braita says over here that this law only applies to Kotche Bama Gedola. that only when I consecrated it for the Bama Gedola. But if I consecrated it for the Bama Gedola and brought it on the Bama Gedola, it's not going to apply. So just like Tinufa doesn't apply, the line, exactly, the line is not going to apply as well. If I consecrate something for Bama Gedola and I put on Bama Gedola, Dola, just like the Tinufa doesn't apply, the line's not going to apply either. I can sprinkle it wherever I want, above or below. Question. So, Emma, change the writer. Nohagim bebama gedola ve'en nohagim bebama ketana. Take away the word kodshe. Ela, read it straight. The law of tenufa applies to bama gedola and not to bama ketana. So long as it's brought on bama gedola, even if you consecrate it for bama ketana, so long as you brought on bama gedola, the law applies. Not kodshe. Understand? So the same thing over here. I consecrated the olah for bama ketana. I don't care. Where'd you bring it? On bama gedola, the laws apply. Okay, now we're going to learn it a different way. But the principles are the same. Ika de amre, amar rabbi bar chama. Roshan u'ehela bekotche bama gedola. Bekribam bebama gedola. Aval bekotche bama ketana af agav de karabinu bama gedola. En chitzui. The exact opposite he's saying now. When do we say that the laws of chitzui apply, the line applies on the mizbeah? Davka bekotche bama. And you consecrated it for that. But if you consecrated it for the ketana, to put it on the gedola, it follows the law of the ketana. So Gemara says, oh, I'll bring you a proof. Now we're bringing this as a proof. That what? That when does the law of tirufa apply? But if you will mekadesh it from a ketana, put it on bama gedola, you won't need the tiruva. So too, you won't need the line. No, that's an ayat to what we're saying. Gemara says no. Ema noagim bama gedola, ve'en noagim bama ketana. Change it the other way and say no. It only applies to bama gedola and does not apply to bama ketana. Therefore, you have no proof. Because I could say that all it's saying is that the law of tiruva only applies to bama gedola. And does that, and even if I consecrated it for bama ketana, could be ali tirufa by bringing a bama gedola. If we have no raya ufliga, the Rabbi Elazar. Oh, this last gersa that we just said is arguing on Rabbi Elazar. What did Rabbi Elazar say? The Rabbi Elazar olat bamat yahid. What's that? An olah that I consecrated it to put on a private bama ketana. Sheikh nisam bifnim. Okay, what did you do? You slaughtered it. And then the guy changed his mind and said, you know what? I want to bring it within the mechitzot into the bama gedola. Kelatu mechitzot lechol davar. The walls or the mechitzot of the Mishkan now have kelatu swallowed it or take hold of it, lechol davar. That means what? Now all the chumrot of bama gedola apply. Even though you consecrated it for bama ketana, and now you slaughtered it, and you brought it in now to the mechitzot, all the laws of bama gedola are going to apply. So what do you see over here? It needs the mechitzah of damim. Like any item that's brought on the olah. That's not like the second statement of Rabbi Bar Chama. Rabbi Bar Chama's second statement was that if you consecrated it for ketana and brought it on gedola, you don't need the line. But according to Rabbi Elazar, it's clearly saying you consecrated for ketana, you slaughtered it, you brought it inside, all the dinim of inside apply. So Rabbi Elazar clearly is not going like, not Rabbi Bar Chama is not going like the statement of Rabbi Elazar. But hey, Rabbi Zera. Bezera has a question. Olat bamat yahid. Okay, olat bamat yahid. It's an olah that you consecrated it for the bama yahid. Sheikh nisal lefnim. Okay. You slaughtered it, no problem. Then you brought it inside. So what did we just say till now? Well, it's inside now, you got to follow the laws of inside. Now watch what you did. Motziyah lachutz. Now you brought it back outside. What's going to be the question? Mahu mi amrina kevan da'ila kalta la mechitzta. Once you brought it inside, now it has a deen of inside, meaning a bama gedola, and therefore you got to bring it back inside. Or do I say, or dilma kevan da'adan hadar? Or do I say, listen, it started outside, And now you brought it back outside, so it can stay there. One palm, get the case good. I slaughtered outside. For the now, no problem, it's fine. There's a tere mamot. Then what did I do? You know what? I changed my mind. I want to bring it inside. I brought it within the walls. Oh, so you just told me. Meaning, if you want to follow through, you got to follow all the laws. Okay, now what happened? It went outside. Do I say, too late. Once it hit the walls, you got to return it back inside. You're not going to have to bring it outside. Or do I say, it originated outside. Now it went back outside, so you're okay. Do I say, in such a case? I agree, if I want to follow through, I got to have the line, I got to go sprinkle the blood in the right place. I don't argue on that. But I wonder if it went out. Am I obligated to return it or not? That's the Gemara's question. Okay? Now, before we go further, what would you say in this case? Before we give this case, which is the Bizarra's question, let's say you didn't saw it. Let's say I just consecrated it for a Bama Ketana. And then, alive, it's still alive. I brought it in Bama Gedola. Now it went out. What would you say? When it's still alive. So he didn't ask that question. He learned the question when it was Nishar. So Rashi says, "Im nichnesa olah leturk mitzut b'magidol kishi chaya, utziya lachutz bevaday en ladin b'magidola, she'en mechitzot koltim ota kishi chaya." So that wasn't the question. Mechitzot only kolet when it's ready to go on the mizbeach. Kishu shachut. V'cheni mechnisa kishu chaya. Next case that we're not asking. You brought it in when it was alive. And you slaughtered it inside. Oh, then for sure you suck. Because once already it was nikdash, betoka azara, that's it, you cannot take it out. Barush, give me the name of my love, imo tzela harmukim nifsela. Oh, that's clearly also. Which means, once it became kadosh in the azara, you slaughtered it in the azara, that's it, you cannot take it out again. Our question is, you slaughtered it outside, you brought it inside, and then it walked out, or it came out again. So do I say, let's start it outside. The Kiddushah started outside. It's okay. Listen, no, cut the mechitzot. Once the mechitzot trap it, it's caught. Kibra says, what do you mean? Isn't that a machloket? Oh, what's the machloket? La, v'ayinu peluktah de rabba v'rab Yosef. That now we have a Mishnah in Me'ila. Koche kadashim sheshachatam b'darom. Okay, where does koche kadashim get slaughtered usually? Korban chatat is slaughtered in the north. The north of Dazara. You slaughtered it in the wrong spot. Where did you slaughter it? But Darom. So what's the law? So the law is like this. Mu'alim Bahim. There is Me'ilah. Meaning you consider it sanctified where if a person is going to benefit from it, there's Me'ilah. I could have argued no. I could have said that when you slaughter in the wrong spot, it's not even Kadosh. It's like you choked the animal to death. It's not considered a Shechita. But the Hadush in Mishnah is that even though you slaughtered in the wrong spot, there is Me'ilah. What about now you slaughtered in the wrong spot and you put it on the Mizbeah? Do you take it down? Maybe I'll say, once you slaughtered in the wrong spot, really it's not kashir to go on the Mizbeah. Therefore, if you put it up, maybe you have to take it down. So Yomara says, Abba Amar, Yirdu, Rabbi Yosef Amar, lo Yirdu. That's big machloket. Machloket Abba Rabbi Yosef. Rabba Kalu says, take it down. Why? Because bottom line, you put it in the wrong spot. Once it's in the wrong spot, yirid. And Rabbi Yosef says, it's okay. Which means, obviously, Rabbi Yosef holds, something that's brought in the wrong spot is not considered as if it was choked to death. It's not me'akev. You saw it in the wrong spot. Therefore, if you put it on the mizbeach, it's lo yirid. Which means like this. That means the rule is like this. Again, let's remind ourselves of the rules. If the psul took place in the Kodesh, that means it entered the Kodesh, it was okay. And the psul took place in the Kodesh, then the law is, im ala lo yirid. If the psul took place outside of the Kodesh, it came in already pasul, so then the deen is im ala yirid. So he holds that this psul took place in the Kodesh itself. That means, even though you slaughtered in the wrong spot, but it has a kiddusha. It took hold. He agreed, don't put it on the Mizbeach like a Tehillah. But Im Allah, the law is going to be what? Lo Yered, according to Rab Yosef. She Korban, she Nishchat, she lo bimkomo, eno nechshav kilu nechnak. It's not like you put it in something so wrong. So therefore, it's considered Pesulo, Bakodesh, Im Allah, lo Yered. Now, once Rabbah is coming along to say that the Mizbeah does not take things that were slaughtered outside of its place, we'll say the same thing over here. Which means, let's say you have a Korban that was slaughtered outside, and now you brought it inside, so I'm going to tell you that the Mechitzot are not going to be Kolet. Just like inside itself, if you slaughter it from one place to another, it's not good. So therefore, slaughtering outside and bringing it inside, it's also not going to work. I want to bring this on the Bama. Where did you slaughter it? You slaughtered it outside. So it's not going to be less than south to north. Even in the Azara itself, I just slaughtered it in a different direction. And so, oh, that's considered, you slaughtered it in one place, and you bring it in a different place. That's like out. That's like you slaughtered it outside. Therefore, you cannot put this on the Mizbeah. So Kol Shekin, in the case where I'm slaughtered it outside, and then brought it in, the Mechatzot are not going to be Kolet. Whereas according to Rabbi Yosef, we'll say, no, just like south to north, north to south, is okay. The Mechatzot is Kolet. And if you put it on the Mizbeah, no, you're in it. So the same thing over here. If you sorted it outside and you brought it inside, the Mizbeah can be called to make it Kadosh, and therefore it'll be, if you put it on the Mizbeah, it's okay. Tibayel Rabbah, Tibayel Rabbi Yosef. Gemara says, what was so pashut to you that this is a machloket? I was asking my question even according to these two rabbis. Because my question of slaughtering outside is different than the case of north-south. Why? Again, what did Rabbah say? That Rabbah is doing good. I slaughtered in the south. I was supposed to slaughter it in the north. He says what? This is Pasul. You did nothing. It's like you slaughtered it in, who knows where. You didn't slaughter it in the Azara. This is the wrong item. If one of them is Bayah, take it down. Yes? So Gemara says, so we said, Pashut according to Rabbah, that if you slaughtered it outside, right? Also, the Mechitzot are not going to be Kolet. So you want to know, I'm asking a question according to Rabbah. Why? Ad kan lo ka'amar Rabbah ela mizbeach dehazele mekadesh. Delo haze lo mekadesh. However, Rabbah Mechitza, afagav delo hazele kalta. Oh, I was only talking about the Gemara Mizbeach. The question of Rabbah was, can you put this item on the Mizbeach or not? So maybe Rabbah says, only something that's ra'ui for the Mizbeach goes on the Mizbeach. Something that's not ra'ui for the Mizbeach doesn't go. When you slaughter this in the wrong direction, it's not ra'ui the Mizbeach. However, when it comes to Mechitzot, maybe Mechitzot are not as sensitive as the Mizbeach. And therefore it's possible that even if I slaughter it outside, Kalta Mechitzot, the Mechitzot will make it Kadosh, and therefore to have the deen of now, you don't compare the deen of Mizbeah to the deen of Mechitzot. It's possible that the Mizbeah question, yes, this is not the only Mizbeah. You slaughtered in the wrong spot. The Mizbeah is not only, you're not going to take things that are not slaughtered correctly in the right spot, therefore you're in. Mashaykin, our question is not going to be the Mizbeah. Our question is what? You slaughtered it outside, now it went inside. So I wonder, does the Mechitzot, I didn't get to the Mizbeach yet, does the Mechitzot collect this item yet to bring it to the level of Kedusha? Yeah, maybe the, and therefore what? And therefore you cannot bring it, if it goes outside, you got to bring it back in already. Maybe Mechitzot are more, I say liberal, more Mekel than the actual Mizbeach itself. Mizbeach only takes things that are Ra'ui. But the Mechitzot can take things even that are not ra'ui, but mechitza. Avagav de lo hazila kalta. Jeez, because we have a special pasuk by the mizbeach. Mizbeach only mekadesh things that are ra'ui. Not ra'ui. No, we don't have the mechitzot. Don't say anywhere mechitzot only kolet things that are. So the question now is the mechitzot. So once the mechitzot are kolet, it's kolet. I have to bring on the mizbeach. Here already is a different question. Your question is to give me the Mizbeah. Here the question is not to give me the Mizbeah, so give me Mechitzot. So we thought Pashut. Whatever you say about the Mizbeah, say about the Mechitzot. So no, maybe the Mizbeah is more strict. The Gemara goes the other way. O Dilma, Afil Rabbi Yosef. Ad kan lo kamar Rabbi Yosef atam ila dechad makomu. The Malacha de Tere Mekomot Ninhu. Lo, O Dilma lo shena, teku. I could argue on Rabbi Yosef. What did Rabbi Yosef say? You slaughtered it in the south, bring it on the Mizbeah. Meaning if you burn it on the Mizbeah, it's okay. I can say Rabbi Yosef only said in that case, because at least you're still in the same roof, in the same place. So you went north to south, it's not such a big thing. But here you went from outside to inside, Maybe even Rabbi Yosef will say that that's not good. Rabbi Yosef was only lenient when you went in the same room, just the wrong direction. The Mizbeah will still take it. But you can't just tell me, oh, north, south, it's like outside, inside. No, no, outside, inside is worse. So therefore, Rabbi Yosef answers, my question was, Ben Rabba, Ben Rabbi Yosef. I knew their argument. I knew their argument by the Darum Safon case. And still, I knew their argument, and I was asking the question according to both opinions. Od Pam, I knew their argument that one rabbi said, when you saw it in the south, one rabbi said, bring it off the Mizbeah. One rabbi said, leave it on the Mizbeah. I knew that argument. And guess what? I still was asking my question by something that you slaughtered outside and you brought it inside and went back outside again. Well, what's your question? Because Rabba maybe only said his stringency by Mizbeah, but maybe by Mechitzot, it's called it, even things that were done outside. And Agadai Rabba said, Rabbi Yosef, he was only lenient because it was just in the same area, just one side to the next. Darom Safon, Safon Darom. Maybe Rabbi Yosef will agree that from the outside to the inside, that's more strict. Teku, the Gemara says, Milta dipshita lel Rabba behad gisa, Rabbi Yosef behad gisa, mev'ele le Rabbi Yanai. Oh, Rabbi Yanai had the following question. Something that was pashut to Rabba and Rabbi Yosef was not so pashut to Rabbi Yanai. Well, what did Rabbi Yanai ask? The Ba'i Rabbi Yanai, Ibre ola b'mat yachid sha'alu la mizbayah. Okay, an ola, you consecrated it for the bama ketana, and you slaughtered it on the bama ketana. Beautiful. And then what? You brought the bones inside the mechitza, and you brought them on the bama gedola. Oh, is this different than the case we had? This is different than the case we had. This is a case where you did shechita outside, and then you brought the bones inside. Ma'u shiyirdu. No, I don't think you did ha'ala either. Sha'alu l'mizbeah. No, you were magdishit for that. Olad b'ma yichid sha'alu l'mizbeah, meaning shukdusha l'ma ketana, and you saw it for ma ketana. And then what, you brought it inside the mechitzot, and the ma gedola. Ma'u shiyirdu. No, what's the question?
This is our question, not the question, right?
What's the difference between this case and the first case? Unless you sprinkled.
You sprinkled.
Ah, that's very good. If you say you sprinkled, then I understand. Here you did everything. You made shechita outside, and after you made the shechita outside, you also sprinkled the blood outside. Oh, by sprinkling the blood outside, so that's already you committed yourself to the outside. Now what? You brought it inside. So the question is, do you have to take it off the mizbeah or not? So the Gemara says, "Me'achar shebiyachas debama gedula nasua v'teshala mechutz." That's everything is chutz. You did shaitan, you did dam. Bedomer le'olah bebet ha'mikdash yishata bedorah ma'azrah yishustapek bedina. Emanu alu shiirdu avini min ha'mizbeah kivishtaba rabba. Which means, do we say that this is like south-north? Just like the Abba says, you have to take it off the mizbeah. Maybe in this case over here, you slaughtered it outside and you sprinkled it outside. Maybe you have to take it off the mizbeah. Mashe'en ken, according to Rabbi Yosef, just like if it went on the mizbeah, it's okay. So yes, it's okay also. Which is what was pashut to...
This is the question when they had a
safek. No, it's not. It's not a different question. It's a different question. The question we discussed till now is shechita outside, and everything else you did inside. Now Rabbi Yanai is asking, or according to this is Rabbi Yanai, he's asking a different question. He's saying, well, you did it outside, and you did zirikat dam outside already as well. That's a different dynamic. So the Gemara says, wait, hecha delo mashla b'hem ma'ur, if the fire didn't take hold yet of the meat, lo tiv'ilach. For sure, take it off the mizbeah. Ki tiv'ilach, hecha de mashla b'hem ma'ur mai. We're talking about when the fire ready to cold, you have to take it off or not? Tiku. So it comes out according to this Gemara, we have 7 cases that we discussed today. I'm going to review these 7 cases just to get the dinim. You make the call. Animal was consecrated for Bama Ketana. It was alive. It went into the Azara alive. And then it went out. What's the din? Lo kalta. We have a rule. Lo kalta mehayim. So clearly, you can bring it outside. That's the first case. Imuchdusa b'machaya v'neshchita b'fnim. Oh. You slaughtered it inside, which is in the Mikdash for outside.
but you brought it inside and you slaughtered it inside, so therefore we have a machloket on this. Rabbi Bar Hama in the second version, and Rabbi Elazar. Remember, that was the case of Rabbi Bar Hama. You consecrated it for Bamat Yahid, and then you brought it into for Bamat Gedolah. So Rabbi Bar Hama said that what? Mutal lohotzi'a. I mean, that was basically the deen, that it still has the deen of Bamat Yahid. It goes according to the consecration, according to Rabbi Bar Hama. That since you consecrated it, that's Rabbi Bar Hama in the second version, since you consecrated it for a Bamat Yahid, it has the deen of a Bamat Yahid. And the Bilal Azhar said, no, it doesn't go where you consecrated it for, it goes down where it is. Bottom line, you brought it inside, therefore kata mechitzot, and therefore you have to bring it inside. That was the case with the Bilal Azhar. It wasn't exactly the case that we're talking about, but that's what comes out. That according to Rabbi Bar Hama, when I consecrate it outside and I bring it inside, he holds the bottom line goes after the consecration. Since you consecrated for Bama Ketana, bring it on the Bama Ketana. And Rabbi Elazar said, no, once you brought it inside, Kata Mechitzot, then you have to bring it on the Bama Ketana. Third case. Okay, Rabbi Zera's question. Slaughtered it outside, and then brought it inside. That's the Safek of Rabbi Zera. Fourth case. Dishreita b'chutz v'chnisa v'nizrak dama b'fnim. Oh, once already you made Zerikat Dam b'fnim, so now we're ready. He's saying asul lotzia, because already he did a service inside asul lotzia. We saw that in one of the cases. In nishleita v'nizrak dama b'chutz. Oh, that's the case we had also. Nishleita v'nizrika b'chutz v'uchnesa b'fnim. Nishleita v'nizrak dama b'chutz. Mutal lotzia. Because you did everything outside. Even though wasn't that be a nice question?
Right.
Im nishleita v'nizrak dama b'chutz. Oh, yeah. Which means, yeah, it's true. Which means, until you bring it on the mizbeach, you can bring it back outside. Rabbi, a nice question was, you did, and then you put it on the fire. Im yered or not? That's a living question. Which means, if you did everything outside and went in, of course bring it outside. All the services were done outside. Rabbi, a nice question is, you did everything outside, you brought it, so you put it on the mizbeach. Oh, do you have to take it down or not? So if it's mashla ba'ur, keep it on the mizbeah. Ba'echa de lo mashla ba'ur, that's where you had a safek. Good. Good. We all agree to that. That if you slaughtered it outside, and the blood was sprinkled outside, and it went inside, and it went on the mizbeah, and the fire took hold, leave it on the mizbeah. The question was, according to the B.N.I., where you did the services outside, and you sprinkled the blood outside, and you brought on the mizbeah. Ve lo mashla ba'ur, do you take it off or not? Okay, that's the subject. But everybody will agree that if you slaughtered it outside and you sprinkled it outside and went in, you can bring it back outside.
I thought
Rabbi Bar Hama
is only if the fire did.
Rami Bar Hama?
Rabbi Anai. Sorry, only if the fire.
I said that. If the fire took hold of it, then you leave it on the Mizbayah.
That's the question, I think.
Everybody's going to say take it off the Mizbayah. The Mashla Ba'ur, then we have a Safik. Since it started already, you're absolutely correct. Since it started already, leave it. Or you say no. You have to say, wait, lo mashla ba'ur, what do you do as a kosher? Take it off. Okay, mashla ba'ur, then already we have a safek. Okay, that's the cases.